Join us. Do join the Women's Forum, ladies. That's tonight. The Ladies' Women's Forum is tonight. It's 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. For the men's and women's forums, that's how you can find the info if you need it. This is the Hake Report, guys. It's 9:01 a.m. U.S. Pacific. It's daylight time now here in Los Angeles. Thursday, March 21st, AD 2021. Should hopefully have a fun show. It's Work Hard Wednesday on a Thursday. Hopefully I'll play some Starflyer 59 for you. It's like a long song, so I feel kind of bad. But maybe I can read some super chats during that long song. Shout out to the super chatters. Thank you guys for the support. It's also Mary Rice Hopkins Day because, you know, it's Women's Forums tonight. It's also Women's History Month. So let's play some Mary Rice Hopkins, hopefully. That's 10 minutes of Hake music. Terrible. But I do hope to cover some stuff. Anti-Semitism. And Trump. Please. He is the least anti-Semitic person you have ever met. And that's a fact. Lord. Zionism is extremism because it's racist or nationalist. That's not extreme. I use nationalism for all. I support nationalism for all. Even those Palestinians want to be a nationalist. They can be nationalists. I don't know if they're able to secure a nation for themselves, a country for themselves, but they can still be nationalists, you know? People can be what they want. And based Charlie Kirk. I've gone after him before for being not very based. But he sounds like Jesse Lee Peterson, the way that some blacks describe his statements. Jesse Lee Peterson, I'm on his network. Shout out to JLP. So hopefully all of that and your calls, guys, if you'd like to call in. So what the thing was with based Charlie Kirk. Some black hecklers were heckling a TP, Kyle Jack Bauer, John Wick Rittenhouse, who defended himself quite aptly at a Black Lives Matter riot. He was trying to keep the peace and protect businesses from destruction from the evil people, evil invaders, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, same thing. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, beautiful Kenosha, Wisconsin, not actually that beautiful anymore. Terrible. And they ran him off the stage, TPUSA, trying to be politically correct, trying to keep Kyle Jack Bauer, John Rick Rittenhouse, young man, relatively upstanding young man, right? And they ran him off the stage because they're calling him racist because they're racist. They hate whites. They hate blacks, imagining that they love blacks. So ridiculous. Demons, demon possessed. But anyway, guys, let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
Hey, guys!
Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I'm also shaking my head at the mess going on in the world. I won't comment on the shirt that I'm wearing. Oops, I just did. I won't tell you where I got it. Oops, I just did. For those of you who know, IYKYK. If you know, you know. But I'm no Superman. I'm just thanking the Lord for who I am. Thank you, God, for who I am. Don't have to be a no Superman. So, speaking of Superman, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is getting accused again of being anti-Semitism, of having unadulterated anti-Semitism. He has stated that Jewish people who vote Democrat, either they are not very bright or very disloyal. Very disloyal. And that's supposed to be a dog whistle because you're not supposed to accuse them, those people, of having questionable loyalties. Questionable loyalty. What a mess, huh? Well, recently, Chuck Schumer, a senator, the top-ranking Jewish person in the whole United States. He's the highest-ranking person, according to the far-left outlet called The Hill. Highest-ranking Jewish elected official in U.S. history. Not a Christian. He doesn't act very Christian. And he said that Trump has pure, unadulterated anti-Semitism because Trump went on some podcast in an interview that aired on Monday that Democrats hate Israel. Hate Israel. And that Jewish voters who support Democrats at a rate of something like 70% or more, I heard, per reports, I don't know, hate their religion. Or I don't know if he said that their religion, but that's what The Hill claims that he said. They came in response to Schumer, Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, senator, old guy, not Christian. He criticized Israel and he called for new elections because he criticized Bibi Netanyahu, based Bibi Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel's very divided right now, just like America's divided and many other countries are very divided. And Netanyahu has been in power more or less for a long time. And he likes Trump, didn't like Obama, doesn't like Biden. And there's another Jewish guy who doesn't like him, according to one of my guests, who also is sort of a secular Jewish guy. Remember D.L. Jokl, D.L.J.O.K.L., deep left Jokl. He said that the whole reason that we don't like George Soros, we the conservatives, many of us, the normie conservatives anyway, is because of a Jewish guy named Netanyahu, because George Soros doesn't like Netanyahu. So George Soros is getting, we're getting anti-Soros propaganda, according to him, from Netanyahu. So Jewish people don't even like each other. Schumer is so creepy. Yes, he is. So Schumer is one of those far-left liberal anti-American, maybe anti-Israel Jewish people. Normally he's very pro-Israel, according to Trump. Quote-unquote pro-Israel. But I don't know. I think that Trump is onto something. The former president's comments were utterly disgusting and a textbook example of the kind of anti-Semitism, and they put it all in one word with no hyphen to make it seem more real. That's been an activist thing, to change the language, to push push their language into the world to make false things seem more real and bad. Pushing the dangerous anti-Semitism trope of dual loyalty. Because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, dual citizenship. A lot of Jewish people are both American citizens and Israel citizens. But that's not what Trump was saying. He was saying that that Chuck Schumer is an enemy of Israel as an enemy of Bibi Netanyahu. A lot of you guys really hate Netanyahu as well, or think that he's evil. And you may have some good points, I don't know. You may have some good points. I've heard a quote that you guys have cited saying that back in the 90s, he said, we're gonna soak the golden calf for all of its money. The golden calf of America for all of its money or something like that. I don't know. Interesting. If America is open to being taken advantage of, can you blame the people taking advantage of them? Maybe. But you also have to blame the people who are taken advantage of. Both the drug seller and the drug user are wrong. You have to deal with self first. Specks and logs in eyes, right? To say you hate Israel because you have one political view or the other is sick. It's hateful, says Schumer. Well, you just are accusing him of hating. You're accusing the Republicans of being racist all the time. So you're sick and hateful. It's unadulterated anti-Semitism, and it serves to use Israel as a political wedge, further damaging the bonds between the U.S. and Israel. Accusing Trump of being a divider. There is division for Christ or for what's right, and there's division for evil or Satan. All division is not wrong. All division is not wrong. Trump loves the Jews. Come on, Schumer. A hateful person. Chuck Schumer, full of hate. Schumer wanted to get rid of... Oh, yeah, he was on Sebastian Gorka's podcast, Our Greatest President, Donald J. Trump, who's still in his 50s, I think. 50s. He was in the Trump administration. I actually think they hate Israel, and the Democrat Party hates Israel. Why the Democrats hate Netanyahu, he says. Any Jewish person who votes Democrats or that votes for Democrats hates their religion. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves because Israel will be destroyed, Trump said. He said any Jewish person back in 2019 any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat show great disloyalty. That's right, President Trump. He wants to meddle. Chuck Schumer wants to meddle in Israel's elections. So it's very divided in Israel. And it's interesting to see. Before I get to calls, let me tell you guys something. Zionism. They're going after Zionism. They're calling it extremism. I saw this tweet from Noam Dwarman, a reaction to a tweet about a Jewish film festival. This is a case in point. This Noam Dwarman, Dwarman. In the eyes of the left, he calls it, the left, anything overtly Jewish is increasingly seen as extremist. Hamas, however, has become a sympathetic movement. Reminds me of the blacks and the whites. Anything white is seen as racist, whereas the blacks get to be whatever evil, the extreme pro-black, whatever, anti-everything else that they want to be. And I'll get to an example of that with this Charlie Kirk, MLK Day, Juneteenth, all these phony things, George Floyd, and all that mess. They get to be as racist black as they want to be. But the white who is for what's right, like Charlie Kirk, in these instances, he's for what's right, is called racist. Similar with this. Hamas is like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, freedom fighters are sympathetic. They can't help it. What else can they do? Some of you guys have called me and said this very thing, saying Hamas has to do it, or my guests as well. Omar, Third Whale Omar, interesting guy, Muslim, Yemeni, American, New Yorker. David Bradley replied, David Bradley, 34, wrote, anything overtly Jewish is increasingly seen as extremist, quoting Noam. The truth, anything overtly Zionist is seen as extremist. And so this guy is like, no, it was a Jewish film festival. It wasn't a Zionist film festival. Zionism is, I don't know what it is. I used to just think it was nationalism for Israel, but now I'm told by guys like Bill Lockwood on the J.C. Lee Peterson show that it means it's God ordained that it be a country which I don't know, because it was put together by the UN and Christians who are, may or may not have had the right idea, you know? The UN, have they done anything good? I don't know. Maybe by accident, because the UN is a bunch of evil people. Has there ever been a good man on the UN? I don't know. So this guy is, can you define Zionism for me? Go to the next one. He says, political Zionism is an extreme position. Yeah, there it is at the bottom here. It says that there should be a state where it's always the case that those who hold power are Jewish. Meaning it's a... I don't think that they mean Jewish by religion. I think they mean Jewish by ethnicity in this case. So they are a nationalist, Jewish nationalist, right? In other states, at least theoretically, anyone who is a citizen can hold power, even if they're not ethnically that country's nation. So this is an anti-nationalist extremist calling nationalism extreme, basically. Ethnic nationalism. So, go to the next one. Up at the top, no, second one down, David Bradley says, Egypt theoretically is for Egyptians, and they don't mean Egypt, he doesn't mean Egyptian by blood. He means people who are Egyptian citizens. Israel is not for Israelis, but for Jews, because you can be you can become an Israeli citizen, I guess, and not be Jewish or whatever. There's many Muslims and a few Christians there, I guess. That's the difference, and it goes to play out in discriminatory laws, as if that's a bad thing. An apartheid character of the state, as if that's a bad thing. And I replied to this under my James Anton Hake account, my personal account. I'm like, it's extreme to pretend nationalism is extreme. But the quote-unquote Western world, meaning the so-called white world, has been brainwashed and pushed into this extremism to pretend like you can't be a nation that defines your nation as want to be Jewish ethnicity, or we want to be white Anglo-Christian ethnicity, Torah and culture, religion. But they're basically, this is the pretense that racism is bad, or ethnicism, or whatever you want to call it, which doesn't even exist. No doxing yourself, Hake. Oh, it's too late. And so with that, you know, thank you. I think I'm done with that, Hassan. With that, I'm okay with what, like I've quoted them as saying that Netanyahu is trying to ethnically cleanse the Gaza Strip of the Palestinians for the most part so they can, I guess, take it over. And so they don't have these problem people, if you will. They call them a problem people. Maybe not in so many words, but that's what I'm thinking that they're thinking that they are. The Palestinians versus the Israelis. And I'm not for treating people wrong, but I'm not for what they describe as ethnic cleansing. I'm not against, I mean, what they describe as ethnic cleansing. These are kind of, and the word genocide, these are kind of liberal, communist buzzwords that it's like pretending like there's a special above and beyond evil that we're not, that the rest of us aren't guilty of, you know? I say this all because I was listening yesterday to a podcast in which a guy was reading facts from the SPLC. Did you know that the Southern Poverty Law Center does sometimes have factual information? It's just that their view of the world is evil and wrong. And this story goes that back 15, 20 years ago and further back, and maybe even to this day, the Hispanic gangs, Latino gangs in California and elsewhere, were driving out the black Americans. because the Hispanic gang members saw the black neighbors. I'm chuckling at that neighbor word. Were a problem people, problems in their community. And so they were going after, targeting them at random, killing them. And they were the, they were making up the bulk of the so-called hate crimes against the blacks. And the blacks were driven back out of, the, many of them moved back down south. According to reports, JLP has mentioned this over the decades, years. Blacks and Hispanics not getting along. The gangs fighting and other things. Competing for services and all that stuff. And that was an ethnic cleansing, basically. Because they, and it was pretty successful, actually. Even though it was prosecuted by, you know, the FBI got involved because, you know, the feds have this hate crime category. But they were targeting innocent blacks, even at random, just to intimidate and get rid of. We reported on firebombing over in Boyle Heights a decade ago, I think it was. And I don't know if anybody ever was charged with that stuff. And they intimidated the black families, if you want to call them families, oftentimes a single mother with children, out of there. They got out of there. Sources, Jesse. Yeah. But it's in the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, reported in the local news, over in Azusa, in Highland Park, in South Central LA. There were, according to what this podcast that I was listening to, there were 88 cities or something like that, or neighborhoods in Los Angeles County. And in many of them, most of them, maybe even all of them, I'm not sure, there were these Hispanic gangs that were intimidating the blacks and shooting them and saying, we don't like your kind around here. But it wasn't as big of a deal because it wasn't the whites. Because they only use racism against the... They only hype up this racism stuff against white people. There was this story from back in the day in which this white neighborhood, well, it wasn't Anglo-white, it was like Germans and others, first-generation immigrants, who the ladies and some of the men intimidated this black family that was trying to move in, black couple that was trying to move in, and they just rioted, tore apart their stuff, drove them out. The cops even supported this, basically. And it was like, we don't want you here. And I say a neighborhood has a right to discriminate in that way. I don't think that they were... I think that they were wrong for doing it the way they did it, causing a riot about it. At that point, you're doing wrong. But you do have a right to discriminate, I think, and enforce local segregation. I personally think you should be able to do that. You can correct me if I'm wrong, if you think that I'm wrong. But I personally think that local segregation is... like, you have a right to it, I think. But that was... I'm okay with that. You just have to go about it in the right way. Don't treat people evil. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I mean. If you take out the negative connotations of ethnic cleansing, then you can kind of see a little bit more clearly the emotional word, you know? Then you can maybe see a little bit more clearly what's going on. Is what I'm trying to get at. Anyway. Let me get to a few calls here, guys. 888-77-JESSE. 1-888-775-3773. A first-time caller, James in New York. What's up, James in New York? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hold on. Let me just get off my headphones.
Okay. Hold on, James. I'm going to get to, in the meantime, let me get to Joe in Phoenix, Arizona. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona, what's up, man?
Good morning, James.
Hey.
Well, what you just described, neighborhood being able to discriminate is literally against the law. You can't do that.
That's unfortunate. I, I disagree with the law on that.
Well, you can have your opinion, but you might imagine, James, that if that was a legal thing, then it would be mob rule, and you yourself could be discriminated against.
Right. And I already am. Everybody's discriminated against and discriminates. And you claim
I would say, too.
What do you mean by mob rule?
Meaning that if everyone got together and said, well, we're not going to allow this, that, or the other type of person to come in here, then that's mob rule. That's exactly what the Bill of Rights is designed to combat in our Declaration of Independence and Constitution.
Well, you're talking nationally, but I mean locally. Locally, the people should have a say on what they want in their local neighborhood. So in this sense, I'm for I'm a little bit for mob rule, you know, like I'm a little bit for the local people establishing the way they want their neighborhood to be. If they want to have a discriminatory thing based on race or whatever, they should have that right.
James, unfortunately,
they don't. I know that.
People of every color, background, and ethnicity have fought, bled, and died for this country. So you cannot tell them that they can't live in some part of this country.
I disagree with that. I mean, I agree with you that people of many different ethnicities have fought, bled, and died supposedly for the country. Although that's That's a specious argument because it's not even really true.
It's not a fact. Absolutely.
No, it isn't. Because if you're talking about wars and stuff, what good have wars done the country? It's
kept us free.
No, not really.
Yeah, really. Germany wanted to rule the world. Absolutely, kept us free.
Would Germany have been able to rule the world had we not gone in and done what we did? We didn't have to go in and do what we did to keep America free from Germany. I don't believe it's a specious argument.
Good job taking over Europe.
It's debatable. Your point is debatable. You're in your imagination, really, about it, because nobody knows what would have happened had we done differently.
Well, we can disagree on that.
It's true. You don't know what would have happened had we done differently. But anyway, the point is that fighting for the country, it's not as if they loved the country. Right, nor do you. You don't know that they love the country. Serving in the military,
whether they love it or not.
It's quote unquote serving in the military.
Wherever they want to.
Not necessarily. It's not a right.
Sure it is.
Not necessarily.
Well, James, thank goodness you're not a lawyer.
Why? Because I would be a lawyer for what's right over you wanting for what's mama?
No, because you'd be very frustrated.
I would be very frustrated or frustrating?
Yeah. Both, actually.
The point is, like, look. In the case of this black couple, whose story I somewhat told in this, based on this podcast that I heard, these whites, locals, who were foreigners just a generation ago, they discriminated against them and formed a mob. I'm not for them forming a mob and rioting and being like that, but I am for them opposing them coming into their neighborhood. Why would you want to go into a neighborhood? I get that you went through all this trouble and paid for this stuff, and now you're being told you can't live there. That's a pain. I sympathize with that. That's a mess. Maybe something should have been stopped before they went through with that deal. But why would you want to be somewhere where you're not wanted?
James, the feelings of other people do not trump an individual's right. So...
Answer my question, though.
Wherever I wanted to move to, and someone had a problem with that, that is their problem, not mine.
But it becomes your problem in a sense because if they mistreat you or what, but you dodged my question. Why would you want to live somewhere where you're not wanted?
In my case, they would know real quick that they shouldn't mess with me, but that's just me. But again,
so you are you saying that you would want to live where you're not wanted?
I want to live where I want to live.
Right. I understand that.
That is their problem.
I appreciate that, but why would you want to live somewhere where you're not wanted? Would you want to live somewhere where you're not wanted, you personally?
I don't care what other people think, James. So if they want me there, that's their problem, not mine. I want to live where I want to live. That's the answer.
So you have no love for your neighbors, or do you have love for your neighbors?
I have love for myself.
What about your neighbors? Do you have love for your neighbors?
Sure, in general, I have Christian love for everybody, sure.
And in this Christian love, if some would-be neighbors would rather not be your neighbor, why should they move and not you be gracious and be the bigger person and not move there?
No, thanks, because I want to live where I want to live. I have the right to do it, and I'm going to live. And if they have a problem with it, they can move.
That doesn't sound like a good attitude. That sounds like a nasty, mean attitude.
The nasty, mean attitude is having a problem with me living and not bothering you and not causing any harm to you.
Right.
Living where I want to live and living my life.
I respect not bothering them, but but you're being overly dismissive, I think, of their concerns.
What concerns, Jane?
They let you in, you being a black who doesn't commit crimes, according to you, which I believe, and other issues, but you let one in, more come in, and then it's a mess. And, you know, they don't, whatever reason that they may have, why not be considerate?
So you brought up crime. So they had a problem with anybody who commits crimes, is what you're saying.
Whites in general, and even the immigrants, in general, people, I do have a problem with anybody who commits crimes. But I'm saying whatever reason.
Okay, whatever reason. So yeah. Then have the reason be the reason, not the skin color.
But who are you to say? Who are you to say?
Who are they to question me about anything? I'm just living my life.
But they're trying to live their life.
And if they have a problem with me because of skin color alone, they can move.
But you don't know that.
You're right. I wouldn't know that unless we had a conversation.
And even then, you don't really know that because you jump to crazy conclusions.
Says the guy who once agreed with the guy who said that there was more black men in jail than in college.
Well, he repented of that. You're referring to JLP, and he said, I think you're referring to JLP, and JLP corrected that after he found out that wasn't true, because other people had said it, and reputable sources had said it. He said, according to these people, and then he found out, because that was a common statement back in the 90s. So anyway,
because it's common.
I know, and he found out it wasn't true, so you're making an unfair criticism.
I said I wasn't referring to JLP. I was referring to one of your calls. I believe it was Asmodor, but I didn't know that Jesse had even said that. I'm not surprised. I didn't know.
Are you surprised that he corrected it?
I say I am somewhat surprised he corrected that, yeah.
Because you have a judgment against him, and you have a judgment against me. You jump to crazy conclusions. Like, you think I don't like Obama just because he's black. It's just ridiculous. So you would not have to insult me and
call me a communist. Okay.
Well, I do call you a communist because you have communist values like violation of freedom of speech, violation of basic right to discriminate, and you think Obama was a good president and crazy stuff. You believe in the racism stuff or something?
Crazy stuff.
So my point is, I encourage you to go deeper with the Romans 12:19 stuff of not repaying evil for evil. If it is evil, let's pretend that they don't want you in their neighborhood, and let's pretend that's evil. I don't know if it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pretend that's evil. Why not be the bigger person and be like, okay, well, I want good neighbors. I don't want neighbors who hate me. So let me do something better and show love to them.
Perhaps if they got to know me, they wouldn't hate me, James.
Perhaps, but anyway, I think we've dealt with this subject pretty well.
All right. So, second, the call yesterday said that I'm not black because I have horses. There's been plenty of black equestrians, and it seems like most of you call that most, but some of you callers believe that, oh, you're black, you must live in the hood, which is hysterical. 64% of black men are now in the middle class. 51% of
see, that's a communist buzzword. Middle class is a communist buzzword.
No, it's just a distinction based on income. That's all it is.
It's not all it is.
That's all it is. 51% of black men are single and childless, not out there with baby mamas. And I want that number to keep growing exponentially. I believe it will.
No, you don't want single and childless.
Absolutely, until we get better options to choose from, especially in poor black areas. So that, as you picked up on my dismissiveness of Fannie Willis, I believe black women are the main cause of many of the problems in the poor black community right now. The out-of-wedlock births, the fatherless homes, the unruly children, that can all be laid at the feet of this whole feminist nonsense Oprah generation black women, in my opinion. Lastly.
No.
Go ahead.
Let me stop you there. You are part of the problem.
No, I personally am not.
Yeah, huh?
No.
Yeah, because you buy into the lie of anger and judgment.
That's your nonsense. Judgment. I don't really care about that at all. You can believe that all you want to.
It's a Christian value. You don't believe in the Christian value against angry judgment, emotional judgment?
First of all, you can describe me as you like. It's your opinion, but I'm not angry or judgmental. I deal in facts and reason and logic. That's why I was such a successful lawyer
not
of all
true.
My whole career.
Well, good for you.
100% true.
Good for you. Yeah. That's nice. I'm happy about your career for you, but this the stuff that you say is quite suspect. Don't trust a word. Don't trust a word this man says, guys. And don't necessarily trust me either.
Does the guy who once agreed with an idiot who said that one third of all black people are on parole, and I'm the one that could be doubted? Huh? Okay.
I didn't agree or disagree with this statement.
You 100% did agree with him.
You don't know me.
I heard you on the YouTube show. You agreed with it.
Now you're making a claim that is suspect. Don't believe a word this guy says, guys.
Says the guy who once agreed with a guy who said that one third of all black people are on probation. Okay, James.
Don't believe me either. But don't believe Joe from Phoenix because he is a known deceiver, deceived deceiver.
In many sick disease minds, yeah.
Well, come on. Look at yourself, man. You're crazy.
I bring facts. I bring logic. I bring reason. Can I move on now?
Yeah, please move on, because this is ridiculous.
Yes, you are. You absolutely are. William, two of the four criminal cases, have hard, strong evidence. Two of them are going to be tough for a jury to get their minds around regarding Trump. The Mar-a-Lago case is going to be tough for a jury to get their minds around, and the New York case with Alvin Bragg is going to be hard for them to get their minds around. But the Georgia election interference case is going to be very easy for them to prove against Trump with plenty of evidence, because Sidney Powell and Chesman and Cheeseborough and others have already flipped and testified against Trump and admitted to felonies, and they have the phone call, and they have the seized, well, the machines that they tried to seize, and they have the fake electors. So that's going to be a tough one for Trump to overcome. Not impossible, but tough.
I heard a fact that made me question one of the specious claims that you've made. I don't know if it's a fact. I heard a claim that Trump, his team, did not, quote-unquote, forget to check a box for a jury trial in the Engoron case, because a month or two ago or three ago, you said the Trump team didn't get a jury trial because they forgot to check a box. And I don't know if that's... You might have been repeating mainstream media... not the whole truth, not the real truth.
It wasn't mainstream media, but that is the case. They did not check the box for a jury trial.
But you said forgot to check a box. There was the Engoron, according to what the report said, from what I understand from what this report claimed on Twitter in a screenshot of an article. Because I don't look into these things because I don't care about the Trump cases. They the Angeron said no jury trial is needed. It's a bench trial. If I may be misinterpreting it, but so neither side bothered to check a box because Angeron's already said, no, we're not going to do a jury trial. So nobody forgot to check a box. If I think that that's what Angeron himself said, this judge who's over the New York case.
I had not heard that.
So look into it and correct the record.
That's the case, but that's okay.
You're into this stuff, so I encourage you to check it out.
Hold on. Let me respond.
All right.
I do know for a fact that in order to request a jury trial, you do need to check the right box on the proper form.
I'm not claiming otherwise. I'm just saying you made the claim they forgot to, and that might not be the case.
Whether they forgot or didn't do it on purpose, that's why there was not a jury trial. I don't believe
Now you're blaming it on the Trump team that there was no jury trial, but I don't know if that's accurate, man. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, I don't believe a judge can just say, I'm taking this case with no jury. I would have to listen to that.
Although I don't really trust you to really present a fair assessment of what's going on because you've not been fair. You've pretended like Trump has committed rape and you're better than him because you didn't commit rape or something like that. Do you think you're better than Trump for because you've never been found liable for S-word abuse? You think you're better than Trump?
I know I'm better than Trump because I've never even had the thought of grabbing women by their private parts just because I'm famous.
Well, you're not famous, so you don't know what you would do.
You don't know my real name. You have no idea who I am.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, never mind. You might be you may or may not be famous. That's cool. Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy. But that's telling that you think you're better than Trump.
100%. I don't cheat on my wife with porn stars. I don't grab women
because you're not strong enough to R-word anybody. You're not a strong enough alpha personality to pull
R-word
women.
Is a rape is a crime of violence, not strength.
I know that, but it takes a certain level of testosterone and a strong personality to pull these women, and I disavow pulling women. I disavow it, but I'm just saying, all these weak, evil guys are judging the physically, personality, quote unquote, strong evil guys because Trump was doing evil in his past. Of course,
I can make any claim I want to.
And so you're judging them.
I was a division these phony. These you think I can pull a woman?
These
not in mind.
These fake righteous men judging the real. Righteous man now who was unrighteous in his past. So lame.
I'll say it again, Sam.
You
I'll
shouldn't think again. That you're
I,
better.
I was a Division I basketball player. You think I
nice.
Couldn't pull a woman? And I'm currently a millionaire. You think I couldn't pull a woman?
That's
you're
cool. Right on, man. That's awesome. But hey, I'm just saying that we're not better than anybody. Nobody's better. What the heck? Call me a communist, but I say nobody's better.
Objectively better. I'm not a criminal.
Lord.
I don't owe half a billion dollars to the state of New York either. So yes, I'm better than Trump in every conceivable way. Yes.
Joel Friday begs to differ, and he also questions how you know he cheated. But I don't have time to get into that. The lines are full. It's fun talking to you, Joe and Phoenix.
You go right ahead. You have a good day, James.
You as well. Mr. I'm better than Trump. Hague, please end this call, says GMD Jim. Now back to James in New York. James in New York, thanks for holding, man. I was remiss in not getting back to you. What's up?
Oh, no problem. I'm sorry about that. Man, that guy really liked hearing himself argue with people.
I like hearing him argue with people, too. So I'm partly to blame. But go ahead.
No, I wish I was in a quiet place so you could have at least saved you from that for a minute. one thing I just wanted to ask is, I know what's going on with Israel and Palestine. Is the way to peace, because, I feel that one reason why there's not, peace in the works is just, with how America and Russia, because they both, the superpowers both have nuclear weapons, they can like kind of be like, okay, we can't go to war because this will happen. It will ultimately destroy, you know, ourselves and, you know, they'll destroy the whole world. But with the Israel and Palestine-Gaza thing, is it just like one reason why it can't come to like a peace agreement? Because one superpower has, you know, elite weapons, so like super sophisticated weapons and stuff like that, while the other is more of like a caveman or like old school kind of way of fighting a war, where it's more like ground troop kind of. In a way, like, if they're just not as advanced to fight, and maybe if both sides had equal weapons, they would be more inclined to find a peaceful way to settle things.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
I think it makes sense that Israel, it's what they call, is it what they call asymmetrical warfare, where the Palestinians have to be more guerrilla warfare and maybe more terrorist or whatever, terrorist tactics, quote unquote, and get hostages and do whatever they, by hook or by crook, to gain some power and hold some cards, and Israel can stomp them and dominate them. I think that's a big part of it. Israel would have to be a little more gentlemanly, maybe, where Palestinians more capable, for sure. Yeah,
and I was also thinking, like, because I guess, like, some people, you know, they want to fight the old way, like in the battles, you know, in medieval times, everyone would show up to wherever the place was, and they were going to go to war. At this time of day,
gentlemen rules, yeah,
and exactly. And I personally think that the only way, like, that Israel can win this, like, not so much fairly, because I don't think, you know, when it comes to war, like, who plays fair in war?
Right.
But, like, I think the only way they can do it with the least amount of innocent bloodshed, or, like, without indiscriminate bombing, is if, like, they went in with troops. And, yeah, a lot of Israeli, you know, military people are going to die, but I feel like that's the only way to possibly do it. And not only just like to, I don't want to say save face, because, you know, it comes a point where it's like you can only bomb so much before like you're killing just as many innocent people as you are the terrorists and the bad guys. And yeah,
probably probably they're already killing more innocent people than the bad guy terrorists. If they've truly killed like 31,000 or however many are there, I think they definitely have. And I feel like I should hold both of them to blame for that, both Israel and Hamas. I don't blame Hamas for not wanting to surrender. Who wants to surrender? Because you're going to if you're Hamas, if you truly are Hamas, if you surrender, you're surrendering to like a death penalty, you know? Like, I don't know. It's an interesting mess of a situation.
Against the wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, do you think that maybe the best way to, you know, solve that, if they are going to continue to kill each other, is just, because I know Israel would be at a disadvantage going into tunnels and, like, all these traps and stuff like this. Like, it's just, like, and again, to say something's not fair is kind of ridiculous when we're talking about war, but, like, would they just have to do that and try and defeat Hamas at their own game? Because I feel like, you know, you watch movies or you watch shows and you see how, like, you know, storylines that can be similar to, like, today's events or wars that have happened in the past, and, like, they use similar tactics. Like, with the Spartans, they used that that cavern or whatever that corralled all the enemies into that, you know, tunnel, and they were able to attack them and the numbers didn't matter and stuff like that. Is that something Israel might have to do, is just, like, bite the bullet and be like, okay, we got to go in there. This is the only way to get rid of them completely. And from the world's perspective, it will seem like the I don't know, bravest or, you know, like, or fair, you know, way to do it. But that might be the only way to actually do it is, you know, troops on the ground and
sacrifice
like
some of their troops.
The beach in, like storming the beach in Normandy, you know, like we just had to. Everyone knew that, like, there was going to be huge casualties, but it was the only way to win, you know? And that's what I'm saying. Is it
maybe
something that might have to be like that?
I'm no general. You might be right, though. To do it the hard way, it might be the hard way, meaning the costly to their lives way, might be the way to go about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time. I just wanted to see if, like, I was making any sense in my thought. I know all thoughts are lies, but I was just trying to make practical thoughts of understanding the situation or how, like, a resolution could be happen. Because
I think
that's one thing that I've thought about a lot.
It would help, personally, I think it would help to have Trump in there, because Trump is a man of strength and a man of peace, and he wants people to stop killing one another, and he's not just in terms of wars and deal making, I think that he's not as much of a pushover as Biden and all these other people who have no morality, no strength of character. They're just kiss-ups to victimhood and mess. They don't love peace. They don't have love at all. They just, they hate Netanyahu. They hate half of the country. And they only, and really they hate the whole country of America. And they only pretend to have love, you know? So I think it would be nice to have Trump in there, because he would be more influential, more able to press Netanyahu for peace, because Netanyahu and he have a mutual respect for each other. Whereas I don't even know if Netanyahu and Trump have and Biden have even talked in hardly at all. Not that Biden is even really in charge, you know? He's being run by I feel like he's being run by a group of SJWs who have limited competence and certainly moral corruption. And so
This will be the first time in history where, you know, like, a president was never, like, capable of making his own decisions.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen a president that has, like, been, like you know it's not him. And everyone's cool with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen anything like this.
You know what's interesting is I don't believe Joe Biden. I don't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't paying attention when he was a senator. Or even a vice president. But he comes off as someone who just goes along with whatever the trend is.
Yeah.
And so he's never had his own mind. He's never been in charge. Mm-hmm. He's never been a leader. He's only pretended to be one. He's played like he's one.
I feel like they kind of was like, it was like a Make-A-Wish Foundation thing where, like, who can we put in there? Because they want to be president so bad, but we'll just tell them, you're going to be president, but you're not going to be able to do anything or run the country.
Right.
You're going to be you're going to be in the history books, but we're running the show. And he wanted to be president so bad that he said, okay.
Yeah.
and I think that's what's going on. But with Trump, one thing I like about him is that he doesn't have to always get the winning thing. He always compromises with people.
Right, you have to.
And builds towards a better compromise in the future.
Yeah.
And I think because he's a businessman and he understands how you can't just get what you want all the time or tell people exactly how it's going to be, he compromises consistently. I've seen him compromise with different. And I think that is the biggest part of what we need in this country right now from all sides is, instead of just all the time getting, like, exactly what we want, getting somewhat what we want and compromising with the other side or whoever we're working with.
Yeah.
I feel like compromise is something we've lost in America.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to lose or say they didn't get everything they want.
A lot of... sorry, finish your point.
No. I did. I just made a noise for no reason. I'm sorry.
You're fine. People will say, oh, you're not supposed to compromise with evil. And I get the point. You're not. You're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. But you have to work with people. You mm-hmm. have to. If you're running the country, it's your job to work with people to get to work towards mutual benefit. And yeah, and I think that Trump is definitely better than any of the other presidential candidates or presidents in, at least in my lifetime that I can think of. Maybe Reagan was better, I don't know. But yeah, I'm with you. Are you Jewish or Christian or what are you?
I was raised in I actually grew up in like the foster care system and stuff. So
okay.
I was part of a group called Catholic Charities. So
okay.
I was like brought up Catholic, but I do have like Christian values and stuff and like that. I really do want to like start paying attention to those Sunday sermons, the JLP, because
nice.
I'm a little antisocial, and it's hard to like go and meet strangers, especially in new places. But I think like that online sermon could actually do me, because I can, you know, I can visualize what it's like and get in and make that connection like through, I guess, a non-invasive way or like introspective way where I'm not like in it. But I do want to like start getting involved more with it. I really don't know how to make the steps to make up my mind of what I want to do, you know? But that's the only thing. But I would say at heart, I feel like I'm a Christian, even though I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I'm confused that way.
Right on, man. Interesting. I appreciate your call. Call me again, James in New York. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Thanks, Hick. You have a good day.
All right. You as well. I know we're approaching the top of the hour, but I want to get to Justin in Virginia quickly. Justin in Virginia, thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey. No, I just wanted to touch on the conversation between you and Joe real quick.
Okay.
The first thing I want to say is Joe said he doesn't judge. And, like, you can almost steal the judgment through the phone that he has, and I wish he could see that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to call because I actually agree with Joe on this point. In America, we are allowed to live wherever we want. And if you go to live somewhere and they act right, I feel like as a Christian, you should love your neighbor no matter who they are. And like even you said earlier today, I believe like somewhere in the Bible, it says don't mix with the Jews and Gentiles. But you don't know if that means race or, you know, which God you serve or, you know, we really don't know what that means. And I just feel like we got to look past the whole physicalness of race and just look towards spirituality of like a man's character.
Yeah, I agree. Say in America, we didn't used to get to live where we wanted. We had in America, we used to have segregation in some areas. And
yeah,
you didn't get to trespass on somebody's land and squat there, which I know is not what you're talking about. But
I'm talking about somebody who is, you know, tries to be
buying a house and going about things in the right way. I'm with you.
Yeah.
We say you get a neighbor whom you'd rather not have as a neighbor. Which
you
is
can
the,
just leave them alone.
Yeah, you.
But you don't have to make them feel like you want them pushed out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but you don't have to have anything to do with them. But you can still show them love.
Right. But say you're the incoming would-be neighbor, and you happen to know that these people don't want you. Wouldn't it be better to have an attitude of let me not bother them.
Do you automatically go in somewhere thinking you're not welcome, or do you find that out after you're there most of the time?
Most of the time you find out that people have been fake with you because we have this anti-discrimination thing. We have this niceness thing. But if somebody's been hostile let's say it's known that they're hostile to you or they don't want you there. If you can, I think that it might be worth not moving there. Or if you can't help it, be gracious, not be like, that's your problem. You want to be, like you said, you can hear the judgment in Joe's voice.
Yeah.
Toward those white, quote-unquote, racists. Those.
But I also want to say, like, I can hear, like, just because of the blackness, like, you don't want it. Like, it has nothing to do with, like, even before, like, it sounds like, I don't know for sure, but from what I just heard, like, you don't even want to get to know the person. It's just off the blackness alone.
But the blackness,
I personally feel like we shouldn't go in. And I understand with what you're saying, with what we see with our own eyes around the world. But if somebody comes in and you see them trying to do right, like, they can't help what skin color they were born with.
I know, but it's never based on skin color alone is a point that I have not made today. When I was telling that story at the beginning of the show, earlier in this show, about the Latino gangs charging, doing hate crimes and targeted hits and at random hits, open season on blacks, that was not based purely on the color of their skin. There's a reason that that Hispanics don't like blacks is because blacks, many of them have been a problem to live with. They're kind of a problem people. It's kind of like how nobody wants the Palestinians. In my imagination, I imagine that the Palestinians are not good neighbors.
I agree.
You know, so
because if they wanted, they could stop fighting.
Egypt doesn't want them in there as refugees. Nobody wants them as refugees.
They would stop putting missiles in their kitchen.
Yeah, and so blacks. Nobody likes blacks, and I get you. I get your point, and I agree with your point that there's going to be some decent ones who are good neighbors. But it's not based on them being black. It's based on so many blacks being problems. And it may be wrong. It may be unfair. But I'm saying have the grace to the people who want to be unfair.
They want to do that?
Yeah.
But is that a Christian way to you?
It's a Christian way to have the grace towards people and allow them to
discriminate. No, I'm talking about the people who want to live that way, in your opinion.
Oh,
do you think they're trying to be Christ-like?
The people who want to segregate?
Yeah.
I couldn't say. I don't know. In some cases, they may well be.
Possibly.
Yeah, because it's...
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's a risk. Yeah. It is... You're running a risk when you're mixing these neighborhoods. Because there's natural diversity that happens. Quote-unquote diversity. Take away the emotional gag reflex that you get with this word diversity. In the kingdom of God, there are decent people or God's children, maybe from every nation, every race, whatever. But also in the kingdom of Satan, there's this phony diversity. And so there's a right and wrong way to segregate. There's a right and wrong way to be diverse. And the world wants to push the wrong way and pretend that it's right.
Do you think there's ever been a correct way on Earth? Like in its history of
individuals, I believe that individuals have done it correctly. And there may have been laws that were fair and just, local ordinances that were unjustly overturned. These anti-discrimination laws, I say, were evil. They were based on hatred, on victimhood, on violating people's right to discriminate. They have a basic right to discriminate, even if they're wrong in their discrimination. They have a right to be wrong. And you don't have a right to force them to love you or love anybody.
As an American, I agree with that.
Yeah. So this, that's why I say...
And I'd like to touch on the Trump case as well real quick.
Okay. But let me just say, that's why I say in America, you may have a right to... Nowadays, you have a quote-unquote right to live where you want, but it's not necessarily right.
But it's not necessarily wrong.
Correct. Depends on this situation.
Okay.
Yeah. So what did you want to say about Trump?
When it comes to, I don't know a lot about it. I haven't read that much into it. But from what I do know, it's a civil trial. Is that correct?
A lot of them. There's so many different trials going on. Some of them are felonies. He's charged with down from 91, now 88 felonies or something. So I don't know.
I just know, when it comes to civil trials, even your average day American never gets a jury trial.
Not true. You can get
our courts don't under-operate common law now. Most of the time, people throw out their rights instantly, and it goes into admiralty courts. And most people don't even understand that.
Oh.
You're
saying words that I didn't even comprehend. What type of courts? It goes into what type of?
Admiralty court.
The
law of the sea.
Oh, admiralty. Thing. Like this gold-fringed maritime law stuff.
If you want to say that, yeah.
Or whatever.
The maritime law, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. But there are...
Yeah, because you automatically give authority to jurisdiction they have no jurisdiction.
Oh, yeah. I was about to be on a jury for a civil trial. Civil. A lawsuit. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Well, you said most. And I don't know. You may be correct.
check it out when you're free time.
I'm not interested. You're not interested in the Trump case either, are you? Trump cases?
No, but I'm interested in the law of the land and how the courts work. If I, if I'm ever presented in court, I would like to know the way they operate.
Yeah. You bring up something interesting. I'm going to hold you on a little bit longer. I read something that the judge wrote in this case, sort of making a demand, if you will, that was so interesting to me. Listen to this and tell me if you think it's true. It is important that I have your assurance that you will, without reservation, follow my instructions as judge, the judge writing this, and rulings on the law, and will apply that law to this case, his instructions on the law. To put it somewhat differently, whether you approve or disapprove of the court's rulings or instruction, it is your solemn duty to accept as correct these statements of the law. You may not substitute your own idea of what you think the law ought to be. Will all of you follow the law as given to you by me in this case? That's a judge saying that he wants the jurors to follow what he says is right. But is there not such a thing as jury nullification, where the jurors don't necessarily follow what the law says, and they just... rule based on what they think the situation should be, and to HE double toothpicks with what the law says or what the judge wants? Is there such a thing as jury nullification?
No, I believe you're correct about that.
So when the judge wrote that, I was like, I didn't raise my hand to differ with him on that issue, but I'm like, this judge is trying to get me to agree with something that I may not agree with. And the judge may have been a good guy, but...
No, he might have been, and I don't fully understand it, the courts either. I mean, everything in this world is so complicated and made to be so complicated.
You'll notice that, like, the black jurors and many jurors, women jurors and other jurors, they don't care about what's right. They don't care about what's true. They jump to conclusions. They're on team black or team woman or whatever. Feelings, emotions.
Yeah.
Interesting, man. Great call. Go ahead.
I want to say that real quick. I will, whatever a judge sentenced me or, whatever the outcome of a court case is, I will submit to that as long as the judge in the beginning understands that I want to reserve my rights and he cannot override my rights with any contracts that I do not know about.
That went a little bit over my head.
That
went a little bit over my head. sounds like Hake has resentments for getting kicked off the jury. I was resentful of that. I zoned out just a touch, but it's... You got to be careful what you sign. You got to be careful what you agree to. And it's a mess. There's all kinds of stuff.
and the courts assume a lot just because you participate in society. They assume a lot just because we're not self-sufficient anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, America's not even really free anymore. Like, we need passport to go anywhere. We need a birth certificate to get a job, social security number to get a job. Like, it's a mess, but
it really is.
It was great talking to you, man.
Yeah, have you called in before to my show?
Yeah. Okay. I call in every now and again. I've called probably 4 or 5 times.
Right on, man. Well, call me again sometime.
I've been listening to you and Jesse probably for like the last 6, 7 years, 8 years.
Right on. Cool, man. Interesting call.
Yeah. Yeah. So have a good one.
You too. Take care. Okay. Let me play Mary Rice Hopkins, I guess. I'm gonna be right back, guys. We're past the top of the hour. It's 10, it's like 12 after almost. I have calls to get to. But it's Mary Rice Hopkins, you know? It's Superman. Enjoy Superman by Mary Rice Hopkins. It's children's music, it's Christian, and I'll be right back to the calls. And hopefully some more, this Charlie Kirk thing at least, you know? But I gotta plow through this stuff. And I wanted to get to Work Hard Wednesday on a Thursday. I know it's not Wednesday. On a Thursday with Starflyer 59. But it's like an 8-minute track. So without further ado, let's skip Starflyer 59 for now. Maybe get back to it at the end of the show. But here's Mary Rice Hopkins. Women's Forum tonight, ladies. Happy Women's History Month. Third Thursday of the month, March 21st, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, Women's Forum, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Enjoy. Be right back.
I've got freckles on my nose, holes in my shoes, the wrong color clothes, and a missing tooth. I'm not Superman. God, you made me the kid that I am. Thank you, God, for who I am. I don't have to be a Superman. Thank you, God, for who I am. All I want to be is your best friend. Sometimes I trip and fall on my knees. I got skins and bruises all over me. I'm not Superman. God, you made me the kid that I am. Thank you, God, for who I am. I don't have to be a Superman. Thank you, God, for who I am. All I want to be is your best friend.
I am just an ordinary mom, and sometimes things just go wrong.
Well, isn't that nice? I didn't like when they used to shout your best friend, because it used to be, all I want to be is your best friend. And we used to sing it in improper English. I'm no Superman. But anyway, whatever. They want to sing it in proper English and shout like kids. Whatever. Thank you guys for bearing with me through, you know, it's nice music. Whatever. I got to read some super chats before I get back to calls, guys. I think there have been some that have come in on buymeacoffee.com. Alex bought three coffees. Hey, thanks for enduring the fire. Regardless of the detractors, I quite enjoy most of your song selections. That's kind, Alex, with your three coffees. Any chance of a Hake playlist or credit list in the description? I do put it in the description afterwards. I do put it in the description after the show ends. In this case, it was Mary Rice Hopkins, Superman. In the description, when I say description, I'm talking about YouTube and Rumble descriptions. And BitChute, I am on BitChute. Shout out to BitChute. I'm not on it live. Does BitChute even have live streaming? And then Odyssey. Oftentimes, my shows get uploaded to Odyssey, odyssee.com/@thehakereport. But yeah, I do put them in there. Playlist, not sure what you mean. Well, there I do have Music is of the Devil playlist, but that's in my YouTube channel. Anyway. Thank you, Alex. Based America First bought a coffee. After the January 2023 fatal beating of Tyree Nichols, that is, Memphis, the city of Memphis, adopted an ordinance outlawing pretextual traffic stops for minor violations like a broken tail light. What's pretextual? Does that mean pretense? Tennessee Republican lawmakers recently passed a pro-police bill prohibiting local optional enforcement. Really, Republican lawmakers? A supposedly pro-police bill prohibiting optional law enforcement. Optional law enforcement is kind of like, you know, broken windows policing, I think. Sounds like it. State Senator Charles Oliver, a Democrat from Nashville, responded, Dr. King said that riots are the language of the unheard, which I said about January 6th on January 7th, but I disavow that. You ain't seen nothing yet. If you keep silencing us like this, what do you think our district's going to do? It is rooted in racism. This is a Jim Crow bill that Senator Brent Taylor brought, and all his Confederates voted for it. I heard about this a little bit. Although it makes me wonder if you wrote this out properly. State Senator London Lamar, Democrat from Memphis, added, that's a form of slavery. I feel like a slave sometimes in this building. I know. Same here, London Lamar. Anything other than demon rats getting their way is a threat to democracy, says Based America First. Yeah, interesting. Prohibiting local optional enforcement. I wonder if that meant that they prohibited the locals from being selective in their enforcement. I wonder if that's what that meant. Interesting. Based America First. I don't fully comprehend what the Republican lawmakers did. Pretextual. Define. Pretextual. Constituting a pretext, dubious or spurious, we will show that arguments officials are plainly pretextual, denoting or relating a minor offense that enables authorities to detain a suspect for investigation of other matters. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. We should, back in the good old days when we had to crack down on the out-of-control crime, they did what was called broken windows policing, where they enforced very strictly this stuff, and then they called it over-policing, but I think it helped. It's addressing a symptom. It's not getting to the root. Police aren't supposed to go to the root. Parents and the people themselves have to repent and be overcome the evil in their heart, and these blacks are just embracing more anger and evil. These black Democrats who were named. What a shame. Excuse me. Star Sion bought a couple of coffees. That caller was not that lucky as Donald Trump. Even as a billionaire or millionaire, whatever he said he is, women never volunteered to let him grab them by their private part. LOL. Donald Trump never said he goes around grabbing. He said they let him because he was very powerful and very handsome white man, says Sion. Sluts, even classy women, were all over him. Men white, liberal, or wealthy men are jealous of Donald Trump, says Star Sion with her three coffees. Yeah. And, you know, these Christians, these nice Christian men think that they're better than these powerful men like Donald Trump or Bibi Netanyahu, who've been married multiple times and picked up chicks from the and I'm not for it. It's just that that's what happens. Who are you to judge? You're still a lustful person. You're just not as effective at pulling them. And it's not like they're getting away with it. They've suffered in many different ways for it. They have multiple children by multiple different women, and there's division in their family, and their divorce is evil. God hates it, you know? So at least that's what I heard in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's a fact. And so, and it's in the past. What are you looking down on him over it for? Ridiculous. Thank you, Sion, for the good sense. Another Sion coffee. People are out here being degenerate willingly for free. President Trump didn't even have to ask for it. He was surrounded by all types of women all his life. I'm tired of hearing people who hate President Trump because of him grabbing women. It's not because he grabbed women. That's just the excuse. That's just the pretense so that they can feel righteous. They hate him. I think they hate his simplicity and the truth that he says and that he's free. Accuse him of grabbing women. He never said that. He said he didn't have to do it. They were throwing themselves at him all day long, says Sion with three more coffees. Yeah. Ridiculous. Shout out to Aries One with the diamond over there on DLive. Thank you for the support. And let me just double check over on Rumble. I think we're all clear. Thank you guys for the support. Nice. Nice. Blake is a first-time caller in California. Blake, thanks for calling, man. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Not much. How about you?
Not much. Just want to know what you think about this Republican governor guy that won for the North Carolina Republican governorship, Mark Robinson.
This black guy. I kind of like
super
him.
Super based.
He's based. He might be. I mean, he says stuff that's very strong, and he stands by it. I like that. I don't know if has the character within to do a great job, but I love that he stands on the truth and stays with it. I like that.
Yeah, he said Black Panther was made by an agnostic Jew and satanic Marxist to take money out of poor Schwartzes.
He knows a lot of information.
Yeah, I think he was a reverend or something at one point or something. I don't know. But
I think he was just...
Yeah, he's definitely a Christian.
Nice. Right on. He's
not a Judeo-Christian, a real Christian.
Right. Yeah, he seems all right.
Anyway... That's basically it. But,
and he's black. That's the one thing I don't really like about him.
He's black.
And he's kind of fat.
I wish he was white, but unfortunately, if you're white, you wouldn't be able to get away with 1% of things he says.
But yeah, you
at
could.
At least someone's saying it.
You might be able to. But you're right. You're right.
One day we can.
Yeah, I mean, the more we do it, the more we get away with it. The more... Look at... I know that a lot of people don't really like this guy, and there are reasons to criticize him. But Kid Rock, for example, he's been like, forget you, I'm doing this, I'm saying this. I'm flying the Confederate rebel flag, whatever. I'm not saying that Kid Rock is based. I'm not. There's some things
he doesn't really say anything controversial.
Right, but he doesn't... what he does stand on, he stands on. Trump, too. What he does stand on, he stands on. And I know that Trump and Kid Rock are maybe more Jew-friendly than you would prefer, but what they stand on what they say and believe. and they don't end up getting punished for it. Or, I mean, they get, the world tries to punish them, but you can get, you can do, if you are of love, which I don't know if Kid Rock is, but Trump seems loving in when he tells the truth. He doesn't seem prideful or on an ego trip when he's telling the truth. He seems to just stand on it, be, he seems humble when he's saying it. He seems real when he's saying it. And you can, don't have this mindset of, oh, whites can't get away with saying it. You can say it, but just don't be resentful of the attacks that will come against you, because Trump does get attacks. Whites do get attacked. I know what you're talking about. And when blacks say stuff, they do get more of a pass from the world. But you don't have to have that mindset. Don't be resentful of that situation. That's the world. It's not supposed to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse's not even controversial. He's not even really racial. And if a white person said anything Jesse said, they would have been banned. But because he's black, he's allowed to stay on. Like, it's just bullshit. But
you got to keep it clean. This is, there's kids listening, Blake, in California.
Oh, sorry.
sorry, kids.
Don't curse.
Nice. I wish you well, Blake. Do you smoke pot? Or are you sober?
I do not smoke pot, but I do take other substances.
Oh, okay.
Why? Do I sound like I'm on substances?
You sound a little slow, and it may be just your normal draw. It may be fine. I just can't tell.
It's early. I didn't really sleep very well, but...
But do you sound like this more than just when you're tired.
Yeah. No, I take other things, but... Yeah, dude, I appreciate your show, though. I hope you get bigger.
Thanks,
way
man.
Way bigger.
Appreciate it.
So,
well, I wish you well, Blake in California. Call me again sometime.
No problem, man. Take care.
All right. Bye.
All love.
Yeah. Catch Joel Friday TV. Coming up, guys. Joel Friday TV. He's going to be live. This is his last day of the week. What does it mean to fear God? I'm looking at the thumbnail right now. It's that picture of Kanye saying, "I'm God," talking to Big Boy. Those are a couple of black guys. Well known, especially Kanye is well known. Joel Friday TV. And catch, of course, American Anchor Baby. This is the last day of the week when he's live at noon Pacific time. Anchor Baby, right after Joel Friday. So catch those guys. Ladies, Women's Forum, third Thursday of the month, okay? Do it. Be there. Or be Red Square. Do what you want, of course. But they are worth going to. Make sure that you are praying, you know, nice. Why am I laughing? It's terrible. I was challenged by somebody not to laugh for a whole show, and I've never done it. Terrible. So let me tell you about this this thing that I've been meaning to get to. Charlie Kirk, he's so based. There I go laughing again. Is this Charlie Kirk or is this JLP? I have this clip. It's clip 41, I think. Is it 41? So I saw this on X. Show this screenshot. Charlie Kirk or JLP? This gal sent this to me. H. McLarge posted this, tagging JLP Talk on X. Follow him on X. Wait, is this audience member referring to JLP Talk when he says he? Laughing face emoji sideways with tears coming out. And this person on X posted. Did you show the first one though? Did you show the number two? I mean, well, stick here. Stick with this one. This guy is all excited. This person named Laurel, allegedly named Laurel, wrote, "Proud to have been associated with the group protesting Kyle, Jack Bauer, John Wick, Rittenhouse of Kenosha fame at the University of Memphis. A huge success in getting him to walk out in the middle of our questioning." And it is a screenshot of a portrait video, World Star, of a black dude talking into a mic in a Q&A period in the middle of a, I guess, a college auditorium or something, questioning Kyle, Jack Bauer, John Wick, Rittenhouse, who rightfully defended himself against Antifa attackers. And they're questioning him about TPUSA, Turning Point USA, this normie, supposedly conservative organization for college students. Founded by Charlie Kirk when he was 18. Now he's like 30-something or something. Maybe younger. So they're questioning him about something that... Did JLP say this stuff? Or was it Charlie Kirk who said this stuff? They've both said it. Listen to this. Clip 41. Hit it.
Okay, I'll answer the question and write some things he said. He says we shouldn't celebrate Juneteenth.
Nope.
We shouldn't celebrate Martin Luther King Day. We should be working those days. It's called Ketanji Brown Jackson, an affirmative action hire. He's talked nonsense about George Floyd. And he said he'd be scared if a black pilot was on a plane. Does that not seem racist?
I don't know anything about that.
Then answer, no. Does that seem racist? Is a yes or no question, Kyle?
Well, after all the things I just told you, would you consider that hate speech?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Deflection!
That's obnoxious.
Yeah!
So he walks off stage, and they're cheering.
Yeah!
Okay, the bit is over. Can everyone please exit through the...
Yeah!
Look at these blacks all cheering. I'm presuming that the guy holding this thing is... who's being all loud... I tried to bring his voice down and be not so loud, but it still came in really loud for me. Kyle, Jack Bauer, John Wick, Rittenhouse, speaking... Was that Baked Alaska? Speaking at a TPUSA event for some college students, and these hecklers, black hecklers, acting like wild hyenas... heckling him about something that stuff that Charlie Kirk has said. Charlie Kirk, the founder of TPUSA, said that MLK Day, we should not have it. We should be working. Juneteenth, fake holiday. It's not holy at all. We should be working. Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson, an affirmative action hire. Sounds true to me. She's black. Black woman. It's called affirmative action. Selected because she's black. George Floyd nonsense. I don't know what Charlie Kirk said about George Floyd. Nonsense. He'd be concerned if he saw a black pilot now that they're pushing this diversity stuff. Fake value. Does that sound racist to you? Does that sound like hate speech to you? What's interesting about all of those things is that those are all based on hatred, hateful black people, and hateful emotional people kissing up to black people, all of those things. MLK Day was pushed by this black radical Democrat evil person to become a holiday. And begrudgingly, Ronald Reagan signed it into law. I still like Ronald Reagan, but see that he did some stuff that he should have vetoed it. Juneteenth, another fake holiday. That's when... One town in Texas, they've been celebrating it because that's when they found out, June 19th, they found out that they were freed from slavery, supposedly. Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson, she's all into the black thing. She hates the beautiful South. She campaigned against the rebel flag at her college. back when she was a college student, and she's picked to the Supreme Court because she's a black female and liberal and not a sensible woman. She talks the most out of all of the so-called justices on the court. Clarence Thomas talks the least. He's the most qualified. She's the least qualified. He's the most fair. She's the least fair. Seemingly, at least on the outside looking in. Black pilot. They've been kissing up to the blacks, propping them up artificially. Not earning it. They've been promoted. Oh, we got to kiss up to the blacks, help the blacks. They started behind. They've been discriminated against. Give me a break. So these blacks are all into the black thing. Black Lives Matter, NAACP, all those things are basically the black KKK. Because the KKK was supposedly founded, I guess, for whites, to help whites in the South, to protect them, protect their interests, and sometimes to intimidate the outsiders. And that's all the blacks are doing. And interestingly enough, all this pro-black stuff is counterproductive, because now nobody really believes that they're earning their way, even when they are. Because there is this poison of so-called affirmative action, and there is this poison of kissing up. And this poison of kissing up has made increase the resentment. Just like the ADL, which pretends like they're helping the protecting the Jews from defamation, has only increased the criticism of and hatred and resentment towards Jews. Haven't you noticed that? The ADL is hateful, and they're pushing hate, and they're catching more hate, and they're bringing more hate upon themselves, just like the blacks. Suckers. Hate speech. But these are young, blind, brainwashed suckers. Educated fools. Clarence Thomas himself was once an educated fool. His grandfather called him that. So, don't look down on these hyenas. Acting like hyenas. They're humans. They're human beings. And no, Charlie Kirk is not that based. I'm kidding around about it, but he's right. He's right and fair in what he's saying. It would have been nice had Kyle, Jack Bauer, John Wick Rittenhouse stood on the truth and been like, had he known anything about it? Because I don't know if he does or doesn't know anything about it. He says he doesn't know anything about it, and he's not going to comment on it. Maybe he's told not to comment on it. And that's one of my issues with the TPUSA stuff and the politically correct stuff and these establishment people. They don't engage with them. Engage with these people. Stand up to them because they're dumb. They don't know what they're talking about. And I get that you don't necessarily know what you're talking about either, Kyle, or if you're watching the show, Hake Report. Shout out, Kyle. Jack Bauer, John Wick, Rittenhouse. Or you the people, but show them patience and love to say, hey, you're racist. You're the one who's all into the race thing and hating white people. All those things are based on hate and this fake love for the blacks, which is hate. Suckers. You are suckers. And I say this with love. If you have any love. If I have any love. I'm shaking my head. All caught up in a thrill, like JLP says. Silly. Stupid. Don't say that word too much, kids. I don't expect Kyle to be solid on this stuff. He's a young man, and he's embraced in the clutches of the establishment. So I cut him slack for being lame in this video, in my opinion. And I cut the blacks slack for being lame and brainwashed and demon-possessed. Going against the people who are their best friends. The whites, the conservatives, the fair-minded people. The nicey-nice Christians. Like Charlie Kirk and Kyle Rittenhouse, if he's Christian. I don't know. William in California is on the line. William, thanks for calling and holding, man. What's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
All right. Shout out to Sean, man. Hey, man, take it down about to about four, from six to four on the base. I'm sorry, I got a deep voice. But
nice.
You got me, Sean? You got me, Sean? Check him out. You know how good he is. He's running four shows.
Yeah. Sean is a king.
Pretty good at what he do.
Not to be confused with Sean King, though. Terrible.
Yeah.
Different spelling. Yeah. S-E-A-N.
I wanted to say good morning to Joe in Phoenix, but he said how many black men are single with no children? And doing
I think
okay?
He said 50-something percent of... I don't know where he... I don't. You got to take what he says with a grain of salt.
Well, okay, I respect that, but I can have to. I'm going to have to say, Joe, I can't really. I think I would be kind of delusional if I say just because I'm doing, so to speak, a little okay, and so are you, Joe. I get what you're saying. You don't have to apologize for your success. Never do that, Joe. But I can't say because I'm doing okay. The majority of black men are doing just as well, because that's not true.
Yeah, it isn't. And that's not okay. Having children, being single and not having children
right.
is not now, an improvement necessarily.
So if that's the percentage, which I don't think is true, let's look at how many single parent homes black women have, and guess what that number is? It's 70%.
It's over. I think it's over 70%.
Right. So let's look at this. So what are you saying, Joe? Are the men refusing to be with the black women? On a whole, I'm not talking about myself personally.
Joe from Phoenix mentioned today, and he's mentioned it a few times now, that black women, because of their attitudes and their mindset and their behavior
right.
and their actions are a destructive force in the black community. But I say that the anger period is, and he's a blind judger himself, blindly judging with false self-righteousness.
You think so?
Yeah. I know that he has this false self-righteousness. I know that. And
right.
that is he may be a nice example for the kids. Don't cuss and be responsible and work
right.
and stuff like that. That's
very,
nice.
Very responsible in that direction. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. But his judgment is way off.
Yeah, well, I don't dislike Barack Obama because he's black, and nor would I vote for him because he's black.
Yeah.
I just simply don't agree with his policies, and he was the worst president listed after Carter when he left office, but the guy that they have now is listed as the worst of all.
Who lists them that way?
I mean, they got an overall look at it, and you got a Democratic look at it. You got a right and a left way to look at it.
You
got to just be the own judge, you know? You can't get all caught up in the politics.
On my list, those are the I'm not familiar with Carter, but...
Oh, he was very bad.
I believe it, but I believe it. I know Obama
and
was
Barack was
evil.
On Barack was ranked with him. I don't know why they try to put Barack that. They've only put Barack up there the last 3 years because his real numbers when he left were bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. But something else that was on my mind, Rick and Keith, you know, I think they would appreciate this. Now, Joe was talking about housing, and he will live anywhere he wants, and he is absolutely right. He shall do that. okay?
Nowadays, yeah. Fortunately or unfortunately.
I was sitting out here with a friend of mine listening to the show, and he looked at me and said, wait a minute. Discrimination based on color with housing, that act has been over with. That, you know, that's been illegal for how long ago did they pass that, William? I said, oh, well, I don't know. Is it 57? He said, I don't know. Is it earlier? I don't know. You have to look that up.
Yeah.
We actually don't have a red line anymore.
Yeah.
There's no red line. You know, there's a green line. And as Joe said in Phoenix, he'll live anywhere he wants. You can do that, you know.
Green line meaning based on income.
Yeah, liquid. Yeah, yeah. Assets.
Right.
So
the rich people get to segregate from the rest of us.
You can, and that's legal.
Yeah,
and it's not illegal to think something either. Like Trump said, grab him by the crotch. I don't know how people say he did that. He did not do that. He said, if you are rich and famous, you can do A, X, and B.
Right.
That is not something he did. That is something he said that you can do. And is that true? Is that more of a percentage of being true than untrue? I would say that's more than 99% of the time.
Yep. Yep.
You didn't get all, I don't know, golly. I didn't see you raise this much hell about your boy Mike Jackson.
Mike Jackson. I'm not familiar with that name.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
I didn't see blacks get this upset about something Michael said more than they tried to accuse him of what he was doing, and they didn't act like this. So, you know, I don't buy it, you know. And I have to agree with Keith. He said when it's going to be a time when white people stand up and start fighting back, and then what you going to say then? Because I'm going to tell you something, really, to tell you the truth, and it's not promoting violence, but white people do know how to fight back. And do blacks really want it to go there?
It's not going to go well.
Make up 12%, wait a minute. You make up 12% of the population, and most of you are against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of the United States of America. You would lose.
Everybody's going to lose if it comes to...
It's not a good thing.
Everybody's losing.
It's not even impressive to play victim that somebody did something wrong to you, because blacks are the least enslaved people in the world as far as a span of time. The American slave.
Yeah.
It's the least amount of being in, I think it's not that long as other races. Other races were in slavery for 700 years. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go, man, but you had a good show today.
Thanks, really man. Good. Appreciate it, William, in California. Take care, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye. Maze, my favorite caller, from the sundown town of Dayton, Ohio. Maze. We got to wrap it up pretty quickly here. What's up?
Oh, I'm giving my opinion, not a thought of somebody.
Okay.
And the difference between hate and love. So just because you give your opinion, you got to be a hater. Just because you don't like the way something looks. Now, that would be, you know, to talk about grabbing somebody by their body parts. That would be un-Christian-like, wouldn't it? To even hear the words come out of the person's mouth. Would you want to be looking like that person?
Would I want to present myself?
Yes.
That way in public? No.
Yeah, or to stand up and say it.
Behind closed doors, I would understand it.
You shouldn't say it in closed doors or in front of people.
Who says?
That's not very Christian-like. So if you want to be able to say you're a Christian, act like one. And the shout-out stuff, what are you shouting out to?
When I shout out?
Is that the Christian way, or you stand up and thump your feet and shout out?
Shout out? What do you mean? Are you talking about these people shouting at Kyle Rittenhouse? These black
whatever
people
you're talking about? And my last question to you, James, what are you standing up to? Your CWP, what are y'all standing up to? Is what I'm confused.
Oh, when I encouraged Kyle Rittenhouse to stand up to these guys who are questioning
him? When you keep talking about standing up to black people, what are you standing?
Yeah,
up
that's
to
what
black
I mean.
For?
Well, for example, Kyle Rittenhouse, these black people calling. Trying to call Charlie Kirk racist and hate speeching, stand up
but
to them.
But are they calling you that? So why you got to defend something somebody else is being called? They're not talking to you. You sit here.
I know, but I have a radio show. I want to talk about it.
Okay, but you sit here.
You're right. I shouldn't identify with Charlie Kirk. But
if you're a Christian.
I know, but listen. When I encouraged Kyle Rittenhouse to stand up to them, I'm encouraging. I guess we got to do Ain't No Monkeys again. Because I don't have time.
Oh, that monkey thing I was saying, are you playing it for Bruce Jenner? Bruce Jenner? So he knows
I'm playing it because it's it's funny. It's a funny song.
Okay.
And I don't have time to think about another.
Okay, but let me finish my opinion.
No, because you asked me like three different questions and you want to do an opinion? I'm not going to be able to respond to your questions.
All right. Everything to me to you is my opinion.
Okay, so let's hear your opinion. Go ahead.
Oh, it's like when I hear
I'm not going to be able to answer any of your questions because I got to end.
Okay. When I hear somebody saying that the blacks, you need to stand up to the blacks, and there's so many, it's so little, the population is not that big, they're only 13% of the population and all this crazy crap. Black people ain't looking to fight y'all. Y'all within amongst to fight yourself. Because black people are not the only people on this planet. You got people from everywhere.
I know.
So what if they all stood against you, and what battle could you fight, William? Nothing. You get in the corner somewhere and sit down and act like a normal person and become something Christian-like or something what love is. Because it makes no sense. It's always black people.
I am with you in that. I don't know if I'm with you, but I
don't
am.
Don't be with me.
I'm not with William's statement about whites fighting back, because fighting back is them getting sick of it and getting angry. And getting angry is not the answer.
But I tell you, when people get angry, to me, it's like if you do something, that because people don't like Trump, they want to harm people, they want to threaten people, they want to do all this different kind of thing. Let people have their opinion and go on about your business and stop trying to tear up stuff and harm people just because you don't like what they have to say. Those are violent people.
Right. So are you talking about Black Lives Matter?
I'm talking about anybody.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Caucasians and I'm talking about the blacks. Anybody else that want to harm people just because of something somebody had to say, that they can't walk around freely and have their opinion, or just because you're a judge or you're a lawyer and you were trying to put somebody away from committing crimes, they got to be threatened too. So why is all of this going along? That's what I would like to know.
Because people are angry and evil.
Well, they're angry and evil, but when people are trying to ask you questions and things...
I got to end pretty soon here, Mace.
Okay, but then when you have to talk about the neighborhoods, who can live in your neighborhood and who can't.
10 seconds.
So, some neighborhoods, they wouldn't want you to live in, Jane.
5 seconds. Because I'm fine with that. I understand. I understand.
Well, then, so this land belongs to everybody.
Zero, negative...
Piece, it's yours, and you can live where you want to.
Negative 10 seconds. You too, Mays. Appreciate you. Bye. Guys, this has been the Hake Report. I got to end in time for Joelle Friday TV. Okay? So enjoy Ain't No Monkeys in My Family Tree. You have it ready there? Adios, America. I'm shaking my head.
Well, there's monkeys in the jungle. There's monkeys in the zoo. They've got monkeys in some of our schools. Tell us that God didn't make the world in 7 days. They want us to believe that we evolved from the apes. Well, I don't know about them, but I know about me. And there ain't no monkeys in my family tree. The monkeys in the vines, and you'll see them up in trees. You can even see them right there on the TV. They claim that Jonah never lived in the belly of a whale. That our ancestors walked around dragging their tails. I don't know about them, but I know about me. There ain't no monkeys in my family tree. When you see some monkeys, they look kinda cute. But not when they're wearing a tie and a suit. Big book of lies and a fancy degree. Trying to make a monkey out of me. No, no, no!
Knights of the New Crusade. Knights of the New Crusade. It's Christian. So Starflyer 59, you gotta wait. You gotta wait. This song is too long for me to play. Stuffed animal, not plushy.
Well, some monkeys are honest and some monkeys are crooks. Some of those monkeys even ride dishonest monkey books. They'll say that Jesus' miracles never did occur and that our ancestors were covered in fur. I don't know about them, but I know about me. And there ain't no monkeys in my family tree. No, there ain't no monkeys in my family tree.
All right, bye, guys. Thank you, Hassan.